throughout the scriptures, we find how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, gives instruction over and over again that he wants exclusive attention from his devotees. For example, if somebody had a very, very important appointment and in order to meet you, they were ready to cancel that appointment and come and meet you, you feel great joy, isn't it? He had such a very, very important appointment through which he must have earned some big money. He cancelled it and he came only to meet me, which means he gives a lot of importance to you. In the same manner, when the living entity very voluntarily and gladly becomes prepared to renounce all the enjoyments of this world only to devote oneself exclusively to Krishna's service, then Krishna becomes very pleased by that gesture of the devotee. On the other hand, when the living beings are attracted and attached to so many material things, or they are attached even to speculating about so many things in a very distracted way, that can never attract the attention of the Lord. In the same manner, the Lord also, again and again in the scriptures, talks about exclusively remembering Him and remembering our connection with Him. Like we see, Tasma deke na manasa Bhagavan Satvatam Pati. So ekena manasa, it says. Ekena manasa means singular attention. Tesham jnani nitya yukta yeka bhaktir vishishyate. Yeka bhaktir vishishyate. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja. Like that you will find in many places in the scriptures the word yekam is used. Only me, without distracting yourself with anything else. Exclusive attention only to me. Why it is so special? Because in that platform of singular attention towards the Lord, the living entity wants to reciprocate a loving relation with Krishna. Only on that platform. Without exchanging anything material. Like for example, if somebody comes to talk about services to you, if somebody comes to talk management to you, or if somebody just comes to take something from you or give something to you in a very dutiful way, and those things don't touch your heart as much as when somebody is interested in your personal affairs or your personal life. Isn't it? There's a big difference between the two. If somebody makes a phone call to you, and you ask, well, why did you make a phone call to me? He said, just like that I called him, many months have passed, or many years have passed. I just wanted to know how you are doing, you know, where are you now, how you are doing, are you happy in life, everything. And somebody makes an unconditional phone call, which has no purpose behind it, which is made simply out of concern and love, that will much more deeply touch our heart than a phone call that comes for some purpose to be accomplished from us. You can easily see. Actually, the nature of Krishna is very easy to understand when we see our own nature. Because Prabhupada says the living entity is a minute sample of Krishna. It's a minute part and parcel of Krishna. We can see from our own nature. So, when somebody is concerned about us exclusively, only for the sake of having concern for us, or somebody offers us a gift simply out of love without any expectation in return, these things deeply touch us. Same thing is true with Krishna also. Why Krishna feels so joyful? Because he knows now the time has come for the living entity to quit the material world and return back to me. Because his ties and bonds with all the material things of the material world have come to an end, including his desire to be liberated in Brahma Jyoti, independent of Krishna. So now he is going to return back to me. His term is ended now. So Krishna feels greatly joyful. That is why it is said, when one is sleeping, even a dream, if one remembers Krishna, Krishna is wakefully watching the devotee who is dreaming about him. But if a devotee is wakefully sitting and chanting Krishna's names, there's a smile on Krishna's face. Oh, this devotee is calling my names. But if a devotee is, it is said if a devotee is sitting and calling the Lord's name, Lord is standing and hearing. If a devotee is standing and singing the Lord's holy name, then the Lord is lifting his arms and dancing in joy like Gaur Nithai. Isn't it? And if a devotee starts dancing, you don't know what the Lord will do. So these are said in the scriptures. The Lord's reciprocation is always one step ahead of the living entity's ability to surrender to him. He is much more powerful in reciprocating because he is far more attentive and observant than the foolish conditioned soul who is often neglectful and forgetful about the situation in which he is in and about the Lord also. That is why understanding the nature of the Lord is very important for one who is chanting the holy names. Otherwise, the chanting of the holy name is done in a very dull fashion. There is no enthusiasm or eagerness to call out the Lord's name. The more we study the Lord's heart and the Lord's nature and his characteristics, his pastimes, his activities, his gunas, that really will greatly help us when we call out the holy name. The general problem of a sadhaka chanter is that he tends to identify with the immediate material circumstances a lot. You know, my stomach, my body, my situation, my circumstances, my problems, my worries. So we get completely pinned down on the ground level. We can never elevate ourselves. The more we think about Lord's sweet nature and his way of how powerfully reciprocating with those who surrender to him in a singular fashion, pinpointed way, in a focused way. Ekeham tasma adekena manasa bhagavan satyadampati. Then the Lord completely gives himself to such devotees. So the chanting of the holy name every day should increase our appreciation of Lord's qualities, Lord's nature, Lord's activities and Lord's pastimes. And remembrance of that actually will gradually dissolve the material absorption, which is called abhinivesh. It will completely dissolve like ice in front of the sun. Completely melts. You can melt it off. Then our exclusive attention can be focused on Krishna as we chant every day, day after day. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Harinam Prabhu Ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees or ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Ananta koti Vaishnava Vrindaki Vaishnava Thakurki.